You can hear me clearly. I can hear you. Can you talk for just a second?
Sure, I can talk. What do you want me to talk about? I'm a
Okay.
woman. Of course, I can talk
Oh,
about
man.
nothing.
Yeah, the real trick is how do you not talk, right? That's the hard part for a woman.
Right, exactly.
Me and my
So
wife are
true.
the opposite. I don't ever shut up, and she just stares at me like, "Oh my gosh, what are you a
Really?
woman?" Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Okay,
That's
I'm gonna do my
funny.
cheesy intro and then I'll just
Okay.
say hi, okay?
Sounds great.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. I'm your guy Josh. You know that my job is to deliver you relevant value that you can apply in your business minutes after listening to the show. Today, I have an old friend on the line, also one of the presenters for the huge convention, Jennifer Van Alstine. How are you up in Michigan? How's it going up there? Is it snowy? Is it rainy? What's going on?
Well, we had some snow yesterday, May 19th, but or no, not May 19th, May 16th. But it's gone today, and the sun is shining. So,
That's weird.
beautiful
That's not
day.
supposed to happen, even in Michigan in May. That's crazy.
No, it's not. It was not pretty.
No, and you have a cleaning business up there, right? Actually, a very large cleaning business up there with a long history. I'll let you tell all that story, but in regards to the huge convention, who the heck are you and what's your background? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Jennifer Van Alstine, and I am a business coach and trainer. I'm a certified member with the John Maxwell team, and I really just my passion is helping people run their businesses. First lesson I learned in business is just when you think everything's going smooth, it doesn't. And once I learned to be okay with the fact that there's going to be challenges and there are going to be problems happening, that's just part of business. It didn't defeat me as much. It didn't overwhelm me when they would happen. And so, really, my passion is just helping people learn how to deal with the challenges when they come up, how to be proactive so that the challenges don't arise, and just get some good business strategies going in their businesses.
Well, there's no doubt that having a business is not easy. There's two really funny
No.
quotes. The one quote I like is, being an entrepreneur is when you give up a 40-hour work week for a 100-hour work week. That's definitely felt true in my life. And then the
The
other one I
truth,
like
yes.
is, being an entrepreneur is like jumping off a cliff and building a plane on the way down, right? Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah, I have felt that way a couple times. Absolutely.
So your area of expertise, I mean, your passion is to help people and to help them learn how to run their business more efficiently and be more confident and all that. How did you get into the cleaning business? I mean, you still own and operate a cleaning business yourself too. So in regards to the huge convention, like you have real life experience like in this space. How did that evolve in your life?
I do. Well, by training, I'm an educator. I taught kindergarten and first grade for 12 years, and unexpectedly, my husband passed away, and I really felt that the new direction for my life was to take over that business and step away from teaching. And so that put me in the small business area. We own a window cleaning business in Metro Detroit, and we've opened a second location in northern Michigan. And so I handled a lot of different challenges, transitioning with staff, with a whole new leadership. I've handled, building a brand new business from ground up when we started in northern Michigan, as well as, taking over what someone else had done and building upon the systems and procedures that they had established and taking something great to an even greater level. So I do still have that business in place right now. And one of the things I love to do is share my own personal examples. The challenges that I've faced, the mistakes I've made, because we've all made a lot of them. And even just some of the strategies I've put into place that have really helped in my business are the things I bring forward when I'm teaching or instructing.
Wow, that's good stuff. I mean, and what you did on top of that with the loss of your husband and having children, and what a just a crazy time period that must have been for you.
It was. He was a wonderful businessman. And it was very intimidating to me at first to step in and take over the business. And one of the things that I learned by attending some different business trainings and conventions was that it was okay to be myself, because I walked in feeling like I had to fill these really big, successful shoes that everybody loved. And of course, when someone passes away early, they kind of get idolized in a way. And so I was very intimidated having to come in and try and do things his way. And so once I realized that it was okay to be me and to find my strengths, and that things may be different, but play to who I am instead of trying to be him, it was a much easier transition.
Wow. That's some seriously deep stuff. I mean, to everybody listening, you have permission to be yourself, right? And the reason we have businesses is so that the business can serve us and serve our families and meet our needs. And we don't have to be slaves to our companies. We don't have to be intimidated to go into our own stinking business. We own them. That's why we started this. And, you know, speak a little bit about your presentation itself. You know, give us some insight on what people can expect, you know, that are going to the huge convention and they go attend your class. What are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about Business Finances 101. So one of the first things I learned when I stepped into business was you can have a very successful, large business and not necessarily know all the nuts and bolts of what you should know to run a business. So my husband, my late husband, was an excellent business owner. He built a wonderful business. It was an easy transition for me to take over because he had all these systems and procedures in place. But what he wasn't really at was the business finances, the basics. He didn't run a monthly financial report. He didn't check what the profits were going to be. And so it was kind of almost like we were going through this blind. Like, okay, let's wait and see. Is there going to be money? Is there not? And so one of the things that I brought to the table that I was able to implement was really having a system and a way of looking at our finances, doing it on a regular basis, learning what the reports meant, what reports I needed to look at, and how to move forward based on what my numbers were telling me. And it really made a more efficient and smooth business throughout the year, especially when you're in a cleaning industry that's seasonal.
Yes.
So I'm going to be sharing kind of that 101 business finances, you know, what different reports are, what you need to know, what they mean, and how to use them to make decisions in your business.
Well, that is unbelievable. I mean, that is so needed. You know what's funny about Christmas? I love this example for personal finances. Every year, December 25th is Christmas, but on December 10th, everybody panics and they're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to buy all these Christmas presents? Since when is Christmas in December? Like, we don't know it's coming.
Surprise.
I mean, even with the convention, there's people that'll wait to the last minute. They're small businesses. They're not going to buy a ticket to the convention. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the week before it starts. And they're going to say, well, I don't really have the money to go to the thing. And it's just perpetual cycle of being a victim to your own business, your own finances, not understanding your numbers. Look, guys, you are the executive of your small company, even if it's only you. Even if you're an owner operator, you're the CEO, and this stuff matters. And so you're going to have to go connect with Jennifer because she's going to be able to teach you stuff. She's a large organization. She's ran two locations. She's trained in this stuff. She has the systems in her business. And most importantly, what I like about you, Jennifer, is you have a heart to teach. You genuinely care about people. You genuinely want to help and invest in people. That's one of the things that's so cool about this convention is people are so willing to help each other.
Absolutely. And you mentioned, you know, getting ready for Christmas. Some of the things I'm going to teach are going to be how to do that, mm-hmm. how to, you know, specific strategies that you can use so that you can take this trip every year to go to the convention that you want to, so that you can plan for when you get those slow months. So there'll be some specific strategy in there as well.
Yeah, and that's key. And the whole convention is just packed full of how. How to do this, how to do that, how to do this. I mean, you need to bring a big giant notepad because all the speakers are phenomenal. They're handpicked. They're screened and vetted big time. And a lot more people want to speak at these events than do, trust me. So it's a huge process. So thanks to Thad and Chris for going through that. The last question I want to ask you here is, you know, why do you think that people should attend the event this year?
You know, I think one of the best things, aside from the phenomenal schedule, and I know they've worked very hard on getting the right people, they're making sure they're meeting everybody's needs with a three-track system there. But I think one of the biggest things that you can take advantage of there is networking, and networking with people who aren't going to be intimidated by you. You know, you can call the guy down the street and ask him, hey, how are you marketing? But he's not going to want to share with you the same way someone five states away is going to be really open and share with you what they're doing. You can bring your questions, and people are going to be open and willing to share with you what they're seeing. You're going to find out you're not alone in some of the challenges that you're facing. So networking, I think, is one of the best reasons that you should come. Meet other people who are doing what you're doing, who have the same problems, who have overcome those problems and have some answers, and you can work together.
Totally agree. That was very, very well said. It's funny because back in Michigan, before I sold my company, I would see like a local competitor driving around and I always wanted to be their friend. Like, honestly, I was like, hey, how's it going? Yeah. Like, I'd be chasing them down, waving at them. Hey, let's get caught. And they'd just give me dirty looks and they hated us and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, you go to these events and it's not like that at all. I mean, it's nothing but this big energy filled 1,000-person room full of people saying, man, I'm hungry to learn. I'm hungry to teach. They're more than willing to share. And I agree. In fact, the last speaker I just interviewed before interviewing you said the same thing. The networking is really where it's at. That's what's most special about mm-hmm. the huge convention. So Jennifer, thank you for sharing your story with us briefly. We look forward to connecting with you. I look forward to seeing you and giving you a hug when I see you in August and just saying hi. And we hope to see all of you there. If you haven't got a ticket, get one. Stop being a procrastinator. But before we go, how can people connect with you, Jennifer, if they need to reach out to you ahead of time?
The best way to find me would be on my webpage, which is breakforthservices.com. BREAKFORTH services.com.
All right. You heard it here. Break Forth Services. Jennifer has a heart to teach. She can help you. Go check it out, and we'll see you on the flip side. Let me ask you a question. Are you even remotely considering going to the huge convention this year? Well, if you are, I've made a special deal for Quick Talk listeners. You're going to save $50 off the ticket price. Now, everybody else is going to pay normal price, but not you. Go to thehugeconvention.com/quicktalk and you save $50 right off the price. Now, remember, this is not a cost, okay? It's an investment. This event is absolutely incredible. The second thing I want to announce to you is the new release of The Growth Vault. Now, the Growth Vault comes from all the requests I get from people wanting coaching and training and how do I get this webinar and this teaching you did 6 months ago and what about these special interviews you do, Josh? I want to learn. I want to grow my business. I put everything into one repository. It's totally free. There's no cost. Go to thegrowthvault.com. There's loads of content on business building, automating, scaling, and building a business that you could sell. Check it out right now. Completely free. It's my gift to you. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.